Harper Audio presents A Murder is Announced by Agatha Christie, performed by Amelia Fox. Chapter 1. A Murder is Announced. 1. Between 7:30 and 8:30 every morning, except Sundays, Johnny Butt made the round of the village of Chipping Cleghorn on his bicycle, whistling vociferously through his teeth and alighting at each house or cottage to shove through the letterbox such morning papers as had been ordered by the occupants of the house in question from Mr. Totman, stationer of the High Street. Thus, at Colonel and Mrs. Easterbrook's, he delivered the Times and the Daily Graphic. At Mrs. Swettenham's, he left the Times and the Daily Worker. At Miss Hinchcliffe and Miss Murgatroyd's, he left the Daily Telegraph and the New Chronicle. At Miss Blacklock's, he left the Telegraph, the Times, and the Daily Mail. At all these houses, and indeed at practically every house in Chipping Cleghorn, he delivered every Friday a copy of the North Benham News and Chipping Cleghorn Gazette, known locally simply as the Gazette. Thus, on Friday mornings, after a hurried glance at the headlines in the daily paper, International Situation Critical, UNO Meets Today, Bloodhounds Seek Blonde Typist's Killer, 3 Collieries Idle, 23 Die of Food Poisoning in Seaside Hotel, etc., most of the inhabitants of Chipping Cleghorn eagerly opened the Gazette and plunged into the local news. After a cursory glance at correspondence, in which the passionate hates and feuds of rural life found full play, 9 out of 10 subscribers then turned to the personal column. Here were grouped together higgledy-piggledy articles for sale or wanted, frenzied appeals for domestic help, innumerable insertions regarding dogs, announcements concerning poultry and garden equipment, and various other items of an interesting nature to those living in the small community of Chipping Cleghorn. This particular Friday, October 29th, was no exception to the rule. 2. Mrs. Swettenham, pushing back the pretty little grey curls from her forehead, opened the Times, looked with a lacklustre eye at the left-hand centre page, decided that, as usual, if there was any exciting news, the Times had succeeded in camouflaging it in an impeccable manner, took a look at the births, marriages, and deaths, particularly the latter. Then, her duty done, she put aside the Times and eagerly seized the Chipping Cleghorn Gazette. When her son Edmund entered the room a moment later, she was already deep in the personal column.
"Good morning, dear," said Mrs. Swettenham. "The Smetleys are selling their Daimler, 1935. That's rather a long time ago, isn't it?"
Her son grunted, poured himself out a cup of coffee, helped himself to a couple of kippers, sat down at the table and opened the Daily Worker, which he propped up against the toast rack.
"Bull Mastiff Puppies," read out Mrs. Swettenham. "I really don't know how people manage to feed big dogs nowadays. I really don't." "Selina Lawrence is advertising for a cook again. I could tell her it's just a waste of time advertising in these days. She hasn't put her address, only a box number. That's quite fatal. I could have told her so. Servants simply insist on knowing where they are going. They like a good address." "Oh, false teeth. I can't think why false teeth are so popular. Best prices paid, beautiful bulbs, our special selection. They sound rather cheap. Here's a girl wants an interesting post, would travel. I dare say, who wouldn't? Dachshunds. I've never really cared for Dachshunds myself. I don't mean because they're German, because we've got over all that. I just don't care for them, that's all. Yes, Mrs. Finch?"
The door had opened to admit the head and torso of a grim-looking female in an aged velvet beret.
"Good morning, Mum," said Mrs. Finch. "Can I clear?"
"Not yet, we haven't finished," said Mrs. Swettenham.
Not quite finished, she added ingratiatingly. Casting a look at Edmund and his paper, Mrs. Finch sniffed and withdrew.
I've only just begun, said Edmund, just as his mother remarked.
I do wish you wouldn't read that horrid paper, Edmund. Mrs. Finch doesn't like it at all.